program you are about to hear, Bob's Slacktime Funhouse, is parody, satire, and comedy. Any reference to Bob, the Church of the Subgenius, religion, politics, or any other touchy subjects is intended only as humor and should cast no reflection on the high standards of WREK Atlanta, its staff, or that of Georgia Tech.
Welcome.
Welcome to Bob's Slacktime Funhouse.
The Lymph Node Relaxation Edition.
He says that because tonight we're going to be perusing the concept of relaxation. It really relieves the tension that builds up over the course of a workaday muck-a-muck like myself. Some folks
like to cut themselves.
Yeah, it's not really a hobby as much as it is a derangement of the mind.
Like a cigarette isn't a derangement of the mind. I mean, it's important to derange. It depends on where you derange it to. I sound defensive?
Cigarettes are relaxing, but if you don't get that cigarette and you're out of cigarettes and you don't have that pack of cigarettes on you, and then suddenly you're not so relaxed and you need to go get them. I need to go to the store. I'll be right back. Hey, do you have a cigarette, man?
That's the nature of the conspiracy modes of relaxation, though. They do relax you for a while, but ultimately they increase your anxiety.
so that you go right back. It's a cycle of consumerism.
Yes.
That they're taking advantage of your physiological needs.
Or desires. Your desire, I mean, a very human desire to relax.
This becomes a need, you know. You gotta have your relaxation, right?
Hey, when you gotta have it, you gotta have it. If you're not packing at least three addictions, I don't know what the hell you're doing on this show.
Making you paranoid and scared really is sort of the anti- relax or.
Once again, the conspiracy functions so well because they sell you the fear of whatever, Russians, Islam, whatever they got
sure.
in their bag that week. And then, with the other hand, they sell you the pills, the alcohol, the cigarettes.
That's why the government's in with big tobacco and all the pharmaceutical companies.
Indeed.
Oh, look, they're giving it to you with the left while taking away with the right.
It's not like they're even giving you a reach around. It's like they're cupping your ass and your urethra at the same time.
is very high in an out-breathe, in out-breathe, in out-breathe, and out-breathe, close your eyes, and out-breathe,
but alcohol, it definitely falls into that category. It'll relax you for a while.
Sure.
It'll keep you sanguine.
It's a depressant.
Blood, unless you're an Irishman or an American Indian.
Well, that's just tolerance, really. It's genetic tolerance
you
built up.
Flip out.
The Fighting Irish.
And who do they fight? They fight the Native Americans.
That's true. Funny that. So tonight we're going to relax you. No, we're kidding. We're going to talk about relaxation and then pretend to relax you.
I guess it's indicative of our own anxiety that we can never be straight-faced about anything. And even when we say we're going to relax you, we whip out aborted fetuses or whatever non-relaxing thing we can wave in your face.
Over the radio.
Now, without any further ado, I'm going to do a little foff shoe and a little boogaloo for you. If you want me to, I will. You'll. There was this kid named Sid, and he was born. Maybe the doctor hit him a little too hard. He just seemed to have gotten off to a bad start. Never relax, never relax, never relax. Big brothers and big sisters gave him lots of attention. But Sid was a hyperactive kid. He just never seemed able to sit still. Never relax, never relax, never relax. Never relax, never relax, never relax, never relax. Unlike the other kids on his block, Sid never learned how to walk. He just ran around acting nervous. Never relax, never relax, never relax. He sat in school in detention, drawing funny pictures on the wall. Not a moment of peace did Sid ever find. Never relax, never relax, never relax. Never relax, never relax, never relax, never relax. Now when Sid discovered masturbation, he just couldn't keep a good thing down. But it didn't help much his condition. Never relax, never relax, never relax. Sid signed up for the army, 'cause he got tired
of working in the pottery. And they sent him over to a foreign country. Never relax, never relax, never relax. Sid met this girl in East Germany, and she invited him up to her room for some tea. Then she pulled out a gun and took his money. Never relax, never relax, never relax. She shot Sid through the head, and Sid died and went to hell. And he burned, and he burned, and he yelled. I never been relaxed, never relaxed, never relaxed. Now the devil said, this ain't fair. Most people who come here have had their share of comfort. So he sat Sid in a reclining chair. But it was an electric chair. Never relax, never relax, never relax, never relax.
Relax your body, let go, let it go, let it go. In the present now. Relax your mind, let flow, let it flow, let it flow. In the past now. Relax your soul, let show, let it show, let it show you the future now. Relax yourself in all encompassing joy. Relaxation is our activity. Relaxation is our activity. Spann dich und tauch ein, tauche ein, tauche ein in die Gegenwart. Vertrau dir, lass dich fallen, lass dich fallen in die Ewigkeit. Du bist aktiv und stark und so stark und so stark in Allgegenwart. So kreativ in Gleichzeitigkeit. Entspann dich, lass dich los, lass dich los, lass deinen Körper frei. Vertrau dir, schwebe ab, schwebe ab, schwebe ab in die Freundlichkeit. Du bist so schön und geboren, geboren für Unendlichkeit. So glücklich in der Allgegenwart. Relaxation is activity. 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 Relaxation. Relaxation is activity.
activity is activity. Relaxation is activity is activity.
Slack can be relaxation, but there are other forms of slack, work slack. Some people only experience slack when intensely anxious or stressed.
Really?
Yeah, well, there are some personality types that aren't happy unless they are fully engaged in everything.
Personally, I don't think that's slack. I think that that is more someone being in their element, and so they're pleased by the fact that everything's going the way they're comfortable with it going. It's not necessarily slack.
Well, it sounds pretty slackful from your description. I mean, there are varieties of slack, varieties of the slack of Delic experience.
I think that slack implies at least some removal of oneself from toil.
Relaxation. A lack of tautness in the line. Take up the slack in a rope. It's
so
relaxed.
They relax into themselves, yeah, and do the thing that they do, and that's slackful.
Yeah.
Okay.
It's sort of reverse slack, but that is, I mean, I would imagine people who've been in the church for a long time who can't get off anymore on just the regular slack,
right,
need that sort of total immersion. You know, like it's sort of like the 100 cups of coffee. When you drink that 100th cup of coffee, you actually sort of relax and enter this Zen state.
It's called a heart attack. Death is the be-all, literally end-all relaxation, unless you go in for that afterlife hoo-hoo.
There's no reason to believe the afterlife will be any less stressful than this one.
You know, I would like to think that it's going to be really difficult because you don't have a body you're used to. You have no senses,
yes,
to absorb any information.
Start over.
You got nothing. And there's bound to be predators waiting at the gate. And what are you supposed to do? Hey, go for the light. Oh, it's a Venus flytrap.
Yep, and maybe that's why there are 6 billion people in the world. Maybe because so many people are getting eaten by the energy monsters on the other side.
That's true. And really, the increasing population throws a big kibosh on this whole, you know, finite amount of souls, and we get reincarnated. Well, how do you explain all the extra folks then?
Zombie.
Soulless, sir.
Soulless. I see them every day.
Yeah, man, I do too.
And that is one of the reasons that I need to relax.
Yeah.
Bach has a sense of humor.
That is.
As does Bob.
But yeah, obviously, Jehovah has some sort of a sense of humor if mm-hmm. we're programmed to crap when we die.
It's pretty funny.
Grandma? Grandma, can you hear me?
Oh! No, but Bob does play golf with Jehovah, and they talk. They use Arnold Palmer's gig as driving wedges.
That's right. Bob has his license to sort of run his own little deal, his own little franchise that's outside of, and partially included in, but part of Bob's empire is outside of the conspiracy, including the Church of the Subgenius.
Sure. Well, we all bask in his wake as he drifts by or rips by in his motorboat.
And he teaches us that the ultimate point of relaxation is in the middle, playing both sides against each other. The path of least resistance.
Relax, Max. Your nerves are just like jumping jacks, Max. Your heart is thumping with a crazy sound. Hear it pound. Bumping, 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 jumping up and down. Stay cool, fool. Just take it easy, that's the rule, fool. The evening hasn't even started yet. So my pet, control yourself, don't get upset. Don't think I'm cold if I say you're too bold. I've been fooled by that moon up above. I want your kiss just as you want my kiss. But a kiss is no kiss without love. So relax, Max. I hate to stop you in your tracks, Max. But first you gotta prove your love to me. When you do, I'll love you, love you, love you like you want me to.
What's good? Showtime, another melody track. Just press play, entertainment. But yo, niggas be wildin' out nowadays, man. I mean, buggin' for nothing, B. Just calm down, dawg. When I get hyped, this is what I do, dawg. Trust me, I get hyped. Listen,
sit back, relax. Let your mind flow to the max. Sit back, relax. Let your mind flow to the max. Sit back, relax, let your mind flow to the max. Sit back, relax, let your mind flow to the max.
Relax.
Uh-huh, like a merry-go-round. Yeah. Walk in here, niggas saying show. Calm down.
Don't be busy, you're losing your mind.
Uh-huh, down.
Gotta take one step at a time.
Let's calm go. Down.
I know it's hard to maintain.
Calm down.
The hurt is gonna be followed with pain.
Calm
don't
down.
Be busy, you're losing your mind.
Let's calm
go.
Down.
Gotta take one step at a time.
Calm down.
I know it's hard to maintain.
Calm
the
down.
Hurt is gonna be followed with pain.
Relax. Hey, yo, I can't, man, I'm stressing.
Relax.
Ayo, I can't, man, I'm stressing.
Relax.
Ayo, I'm trying, but I'm stressing.
Relax.
Ayo, I can't, man, I'm stressing.
Relax.
Ayo, I can't, man, I'm stressing.
Relax.
Hey yo, I can't, man, I'm stressing.
Relax.
Hey yo, I'm trying, but I'm stressing.
Relax.
Hey yo, I can't, man, I'm stressing.
Hey yo, sometimes I just need a lazy day to get away, spark a Jane, and turn on some Marvin Gaye. And once the record starts to play, I pour some Cavassier on the rocks and get the blunt, bag of weed and ashtray. Escape is what I need from my problems in everyday life. It's time to take a breather to get my mental state right and keep it smooth while I smoke a square and marinate. Sitting back waiting for the world to detonate, cause sometimes I just need to relax. Smoke on some weed with Hennessy in a glass. Read a good book or maybe listen to some jazz. Or just chill out on the sofa while I watch time pass. Yeah, while I watch time pass. I try to catch up but the world moves too fast. Yo, I swear I need to relax. I try to catch up with life.
Sit back, relax, yeah. Let your mind fall.
Let your mind be free. Don't worry, just be cool and relax.
and relax. Hey, I understand what you're going through. Don't cry, I'll be here for you. Dry your eyes, girl, you need to relax. Just relax.
What's the most relaxing thing you can think of, besides anything that I don't need to know?
I'm sorry to sound mundane, but probably the most relaxing thing, the best drug I can, the best anything, is sleep.
Like pure, in a windowsill, like a cat?
Yes,
yeah.
In a sunbeam, with your spine wrapped in a figure eight. It's pure oblivion. I mean, morphine is named for sleep, and it's not as good. I mean, think about that.
It's pretty good.
Sleep, but sleep is even better than that. So I think my favorite is sleep. How about you?
I'm right there with you on sleep, except for the nights that I can't sleep, and that's hell.
I know a lot about unrelaxing sleep, and as I'm sure most of you do, we do our best to make sure you do.
Yeah, really. So get a mouthpiece for when you're grinding your teeth during the dreams of, you know, being cooked.
Or an endless war that never ends, and you wake up and realize that you've been asleep for like 15 minutes. And that's how you know how good it is.
I think the sound of running water is very peaceful. I like to hear white noise. It zones me out. I get that whole alpha wave. I don't know what wave state it is of the brain, but mm-hmm. there's some wave state that is very relaxed. And there's a science behind it. I mean, because you're a biological machine.
Indeed.
With electrochemical impulses and spurts of this and that squirting from different glands.
hate.
Sleepy. You are getting sleepy. You are getting sleepy. Your eyelids feel so heavy. Your eyelids want to close, and you are tired of fighting them. Just relax. Relax from toes . Feel the tension release from the arch of your left foot . And then your right foot . Just relax . Feel the day's aggravations leak from each ankle. Feel the warm hand of sleep creep up your inner thigh towards your package or box. Relaxation reaches the top of your brain. Shh.
a struggle.
Yeah, you're right. Most of the time, everything's hosed, and you get those moments of relaxation, and that's nice. But it's a shame it can't always be like that. Like in the future, like in the time machine, when he goes to the vast, vast future after all the wars are finally over.
Or like in the past, when it was a feast or famine, super slack caveman experience, where you'd go out and hunt for a week or two.
How relaxing could that be if you have no... But you got no heat.
Got blankets. You got fur.
You got furs. You've also got germs, if you want to get a little hues about it. I don't know, man.
You're not going to live as long. But
I mean, it's more Garden of Eden. You don't know it, but you're staring down the barrel of a 30-year lifespan.
You know, a broken leg could be your death sentence. You don't know that, though.
That's true. So, and maybe because your lifespan is shorter, maybe the life you live is that much sweeter. So enjoy it while you got it. Relax while you can.
You better.
And relaxation is a tool of some. They either want to control your relaxation, or they want to take it from you, or they want to have you relax so you buy their product, so you give them money.
We try to do that same thing, but what we try to do is relax you and release the mongooses into your mind mm-hmm. that will eat the conspiracy snakes.
It's like releasing a toxin in your bloodstream that goes out and eats a cancer and then cancels each other out.
Yes. Although you may not have the disease yet, it'll hang around until you get it, and you will get it.
Really? So if you notice some unsightly boobos, don't worry.
Suck it up.
They're out to get you, yo. They really are out to get you, by hook or by crook. So don't relax too much, because that means you're not paying any attention.
But do relax.
On your own time, your own way, and don't let anybody else know about it unless you got a relaxation buddy, if you know what I mean. If you would like more information on
the Church of the Subgenius,
you could write to them at
P.O. Box 181-417, Cleveland Heights, Ohio 44118-1417, or visit them online
at
subgenius.com.
If you like us, like we like you, lymphnode.net,
or write to us at
P.O. Box
670-541 Marietta,
Georgia
30066-0126.
Because, for reasons we will outline in 2 weeks on our Ides of March show, it is so important to learn to relax. To that end, you have heard Feed Time performing Relax Your Mind, LNI's Super Relaxation Experiment, Sick Art put together Relax, Daniel Johnston performed Never Relaxed, Peter Bayreuther performed Relaxation, The Phantom Limbs performed How Calm You Are. Then you heard Dinah Washington with Relax Max, followed by LNI's Urban Relaxation Experiment, and then various recyclings from The Sleep Show, and a little Gordon Lightfoot tacked on for good measure. And we'll close this evening with Charlie Parker, Dizzy Gillespie, Thelonious Monk, Curly Russell, and Buddy Rich performing Relaxin' with Lee.
When the back-to-back cowboy bite the sandwiches, observe the french fries. That's all I'm gonna say. It's insane.
You're hearing our thoughts. Whoa, dude.
That was worth a dollar, wasn't it?
Tired of hearing about terrorists and rape rooms? Then stop listening to Donald Rumsfeld's personal echo chamber and get with the truth. Bob Slaptime Funhouse. Reverend Susie the Floozy and the Lift Node Institute tag-team your earholes with shocking revelations of truth too bizarre to be lies. Bob Slaptime Funhouse. Inject your brain with cognitive viruses that allow you to scoff at the agony of this dying pig culture and live in a petri dish of your own delusion. Squirt your way to oblivious enlightenment with Bob Slaptime Funhouse every Saturday night at 1 a.m. right here on WREK Atlanta. Listen online at WREK.org. Bob Slaptime Funhouse!